It is noted to be the longest-running image used on a license plate anywhere in the world. The image immortalized a horse and rider with ties to this small town. I'll share the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Since the mid-1930s, the license plates for the state of Wyoming have featured a bucking bronc and rider. As Josh Hopkins explains, that horse wasn't just a creation by an artist, but rather based on a real bronc.
There are many stories, but the most prominent one is that he was foaled at a ranch called the Foss Ranch. The Foss Ranch was once part of what was called the Swan Land and Cattle Company. It was the largest ranch in Wyoming history that was headquartered in Chugwater.
Hopkins is mayor of Chugwater, Wyoming, a town of about 175 people, 45 miles north of Cheyenne. As he explains, the horse's name was Steamboat.
The reason he was called that is he was such a wild bucker that he had whacked his nose on a post or something, and it damaged the bone or cartilage underneath so that when he would buck and sort of make noise, it would make a whistling sound out of his nose.
Steamboat became a well-known bucking horse, appearing in such events as the Cheyenne Frontier Days. His reputation was eventually immortalized by someone in the drawing.
An artist essentially drew from a photograph that was made, and there's many disputes on who the guy is, but they're pretty darn sure that it is Steamboat. And so the closest town to the Foss Ranch is Chugwater by far, so we do like to claim him.
There are a variety of stories you can find out there about Steamboat and the evolution of that well-known image. But the legend of exactly how good of a bucking bronc he was lives on.
He was known to be the best of the best, and so he got his image memorialized on the license plate. His image as the bucking horse and rider is actually copyrighted by the University of Wyoming.
Some of the old ranch buildings still stand here where Steamboat was raised. And this town hopes to build upon the story and well-known image of the famous horse with ties to the ranches here. Traveling the countryside in Chugwater, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McRae.